The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Man must evolve for all human conflict, a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love. This same road has opened for all Americans a new era of progress and hope. I accept this award today with an abiding faith in America.
Of course, the great late Reverend Martin Luther King. It is Martin Luther King Day. We are trying to live up to his vision of a colorblind America, but it's so very, very hard when one party, the Democrat Party, sees race everywhere and uses it to divide us. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting today from the Strip in Vegas. Why? As you can see, if you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook, I'm not wearing my usual suit and tie. I'm in my safari shirt. Why? Because I just got off the gun range, came straight to the studio, because we are here with Mike Gallagher's great team. We are broadcasting from SHOT Show. Big, big week for us gun guys, the biggest industry event for the gun crowd in the world. And thanks to KMZQ Kemp Broadcasting, 670 AM here on the Strip, we are broadcasting from just outside the venue. And tomorrow and Wednesday, we will be broadcasting from SHOT Show with some amazing guests. But let's go back to the theme of the day, which links to where I am. Why? Just got a great text from an email from a friend. It's Rosie. I will say nothing else. Rosie, you know who you are. She was in Richmond for what is called Lobby Day, when NGOs, civilian institutions get to lobby their representatives in the Senate there in Richmond. She said Lobby Day was great, very peaceful. People were polite, friendly, and patriotic. Lots of open carry, right? People outside the area that Governor Northam, the butcher of Richmond, had said, no weapons here, Second Amendment doesn't apply because I'm a coward. Yeah, but outside, they were practicing their God-given constitutional rights. Lots of open carry. This is from my buddy Rosie. No counter-protests. Oh, where were all those Antifa people? I got all these texts from people saying, oh my gosh, Antifa, that there's going to be coachloads of Antifa, and they're going to blame it on us on the right. Scaremongering morons. I heard information. Don't do it. Don't give in to the conspiracy theorists, okay? Have a backbone and stick to the facts. Lots of open carry, no counter-protests. I'm sure deep down the Dems are disappointed that nothing bad happened. I'm so glad I was able to go. Let's pray these masses of people remain motivated through November and help President Trump turn Virginia red. Yes, indeed. God bless you, Rosie. The only problem with that email, there's only one party that's red, and it's the socialists that are today's Democrat Party. They flipped the colors on us 12 years ago. It's time to take those colors back. You know, red is the socialist communist color. Our color is blue. That's the right division of colors. But the Washington Post doesn't care, because they already presented at the weekend the rally in Virginia as Charlottesville 2.0. These people, they have no moral code. None. What has this got to do with Charlottesville? Nothing. Except this is the way they want to divide us. Incredible. And then we had an NBC reporter who was tweeting the following at the weekend. Reporters covering tomorrow's white nationalist rally in Virginia. Tomorrow's white nationalist rally in Virginia. I'm absolutely begging you. verify information before you send it out tomorrow. Even if it's a very sensational rumor you heard from a cop, don't become a hero in neo-Nazi propaganda circles with made-up stuff. That's a reporter called Ben Collins of NBC. He was burnt. I mean, he was so burnt on social media for that tweet. Because what is he saying? Don't be a propagandist. Make sure your facts are right when he's being a propagandist and lying about what happened in Virginia today. But hey, that's NBC. I'll read some of the responses to that tweet later, I think, because, man, they were fun. But more seriously, and call us on this issue, the trial, the Senate trial of the president starts tomorrow, less than 24 hours away. Our number here is 833-334-6752. Do you trust the GOP? I don't trust the establishment GOP. We've got even Senator Cruz saying it might be an eight-week trial. About what? When there's no crime, what are we talking about for 8 weeks? Sheer insanity. You sound off, 833-334-6752. But first, I just texted him. I promised during the last hour, Jay Sekulow, with Pat Cipollone, the counsel to the president, both counsel to the president, wrote this incredible memo to the Senate. And I just want to read you the opening part of it, because this is the stakes involved. And this is what the Democrats have sunken to with the second greatest power the founding fathers left us. After declaring war on another country, removing from office an incumbent president is the greatest power the Capitol Hill has. And now they're just using it as a political weapon. This is from the White House. The Honorable Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, hereby responds. The articles of impeachment submitted by House Democrats are a dangerous attack on the right of the American people to freely choose their president. This is a brazen and unlawful attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election and interfere with the 2020 election, now just months away. This highly partisan and reckless obsession with impeaching the president began the day he was inaugurated and continues to this day. The articles of impeachment are constitutionally invalid on their face. They fail to allege any crime or violation of law whatsoever, let alone, quote, high crimes and misdemeanors, as required by the Constitution. They are the result of a lawless process that violated basic due process and fundamental fairness. Nothing in these articles could permit even beginning to consider removing a duly elected president or warrant nullifying an election and subverting the will of the American people. The articles of impeachment now before the Senate are an affront to the Constitution of the United States, our democratic institutions, and the American people. The articles themselves and the rigged process that brought them here are a transparently political act by House Democrats. They debase the grave power of impeachment and the solemn responsibility that power entails. They must be rejected. The House process violated every precedent and every principle of fairness governing impeachment inquiries for more than 150 years. Even so, all that House Democrats have succeeded in proving is that the president did absolutely nothing wrong. President Trump categorically and unequivocally denies each and every allegation in both articles of impeachment. The president reserves all rights and all available defenses to the articles of impeachment. For the reasons set forth in this answer and in the forthcoming trial brief, the Senate must reject the articles of impeachment. Then the memo addresses each article one by one, and then the conclusion. The articles of impeachment violate the Constitution. They are defective in their entirety. They are the product of invalid proceedings that flagrantly denied the president any due process rights. They rest on dangerous distortions of the Constitution that would do lasting damage to our structure of government. In the first article, the House attempts to seize the president's power under Article 2 of the Constitution to determine foreign policy. In the second article, the House attempts to control and penalize the assertion of the executive branch's constitutional privileges while simultaneously seeking to destroy the framers' system of checks and balances. By approving the articles, the House violated our constitutional order, illegally abused its power of impeachment, and attempted to obstruct President Trump's ability to faithfully execute the duties of his office. They sought to undermine his authority in order to preserve our constitutional structure of government, to reject the poisonous partisanship that the framers warned against, to ensure one-party political impeachment vendettas do not become the new normal, and to vindicate the will of the American people. The Senate must reject both articles of impeachment. In the end, this entire process is nothing more than a dangerous attack on the American people themselves and their fundamental right to vote. Signed by the president's counsels. We're going to post this right now. Eric, post this on our feed. You can read it. I'll be back with Mark Robertson here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Imagine your cell phone is a voting booth. Every time you use your cell phone, you're voting for open borders, for gun confiscation, and for impeachment. That call to your mother just voted for abortion. Let that sink in. That is what you're doing when you spend money with the big mobile companies. Patriot Mobile is America's only cell service that donates a portion of your monthly bill to organizations fighting for values you believe in the right to bear arms, the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and our vets. Right now, switch to Patriot Mobile and get a free month when you open a new line of service. That's right. Get a free month of service. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one and get reliable nationwide service. Visit patriotmobile.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, or call 877-367-7524. Again, patriotmobile.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, or 877-367-7524. Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom with every call you make.
The Senate trial is nearing. The Democrats want to get President Trump. You need the real facts from Newsmax TV. It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It just beat out Bloomberg TV. So tune in at 9 a.m. Eastern to see Steve Bannon's War Room and programs with Alan Dershowitz, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and more. Find Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, Spectrum, Optimum 102, Fios 615, UVerse 1220, Cox, and more. Just check your cable guide for Newsmax TV.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360. 1-800-758-5360. 1-800-758-5360.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling, not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire Infrared from BestHotGrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire Demo Program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
You can take the guns away from us all you want to. You all write a law, I follow the law, I'll bring my guns down here, I'll turn them in. But here's what's going to happen. The Crips and the Bloods on the other side of town, they're not going to turn their guns in. They're going to hold on to them. And what's going to happen when you have to send the police down there to go take them? The police can barely enforce the law as it is. It's what I see, we demonize the police, criminalize and vilify the police, and we make the criminals and the victims. And we're talking about restricting guns? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that when the police department's already hamstrung? You're not going to be able to go down here and take these guns from these criminals. So the criminals are going to hold on to their guns. They're still going to have them. They're still going to break in my house, and they're still going to shoot me with them. And guess who's going to be the one that suffers? It's going to be me.
Do you remember that incredible video? It went so viral. It was from a town hall meeting. They were trying to ban a gun show in North Carolina. That was Mark Robinson, who at the time, I think he didn't even own a gun. But that speech about the reality of gun control and how it's a civil right, that propelled him into the forefront of our nation, and now he's running for political office, and I'm so excited on this day, Martin Luther King Day, as we're having that rally in Richmond to fight for a Second Amendment rights, that Mark Robinson is joining us on America Today. Happy New Year, my friend. Is he there? Mark!
Yes.
Welcome to America First.
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, a happy new year to you as well. Good to be here again.
Look, it is so auspicious that you joined us today. We'll talk about your recent political plans, but let's go back to that speech you gave. Did I remember correctly that two things that you have to confirm for me, and I want Eric to repost that video right now on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, because if you haven't seen this impassioned plea from Mark Robinson, you need to see it after we have this discussion. Mark, is it true that you didn't write that speech down? And secondly, at the time, you didn't even own a gun? Is that true?
Both of those things are absolutely 100% true. I actually did not even know what I was going to say when I stepped up to that lectern. I had no idea what I was going to say to those folks. I just kind of just let go and leaned a lot on faith and I just said a lot of things that I've been thinking over a number of years, and I just let it all come out. And no, I did not own a firearm at that particular time.
So why did you stand up at that town hall and make that speech? What was your motivation? You didn't own a gun. You weren't there as a professional politician. Walk us through what made you take that decision to give that incredible speech, Mark.
It goes back to something that's been part of my life since childhood, and it's the premise of fairness. You know, on the very surface, it was just blatantly unfair that we had a group of out-of-touch politicians, i.e. our city council, trying to punish law-abiding citizens for the actions of a criminal some 800 miles away from them. I mean, it's really, really ridiculous for politicians to punish the law-abiding because of the actions of criminals instead of doing what they're supposed to do, which has helped the police to be proactive in fighting crime. And if that had happened, that shooting in Florida would not have taken place. If the police department down there was allowed to be proactive in its policing, and if the school system would focus heavily on enforcing discipline and trying to keep troublemakers out of their schools, that shooting wouldn't happen. But All that being said, the failure of the school, the failure of the sheriff's department, the failure of the FBI. When it push came to shove, our Greensboro City Council wanted to hold the citizens of North Carolina responsible for the actions of a madman, and it just simply was not fair.
What is your response to what's happening today in Richmond, Virginia, where you have a governor, where you have the Democrats who are in control of both houses, saying that they want to impinge upon, they want to denude the people of the Commonwealth of their Second Amendment rights? What's Mark Robinson's response?
My response is we have been screaming this from the rafters for many, many, many years, that if these leftists take power in any state, if they take power in this nation, they will make moves to denigrate our Constitution, and the very first way they'll do it is by limiting our Second Amendment for the purposes of silencing the First Amendment. They've had it on their agenda for many decades, and they are bound and determined to do just that. We see that in full force in Virginia, where you have a man who called himself Coon Man and either wore blackface or Ku Klux Klan robe when he was in college. And now, oddly enough, he's in Virginia on this day trying to take the constitutional rights of every Virginian in any state. He is not the governor for the purposes of serving the people. He's the governor for the purposes of trying to be an elitist, a master. And for my money, he has to go. The people of Virginia have got to rise up and get that guy and all the leftist problems out of office.
So is the reason that you're now running for office for lieutenant governor in North Carolina, you can go to his website, markrobinsonfornc.com. Was this a direct result of the response you received to your Second Amendment speech at that town hall?
It was, because after that speech, you know, I had the opportunity, was given the opportunity to speak all across this country. Really, I could say around the world. That speech has inspired so many people itself. I've had the opportunity to give several other speeches that have inspired people to get politically aware, become politically aware and politically active. Two of the most important things we can do in this constitutional republic. And, you know, I said, if I can influence people with my voice in these private meetings and these private groups and in these GOP groups, there's no better place to do it than in the seat of lieutenant governor, where I can really have some influence. And that's the reason why we decided to run, so we could stand up for our rights and we could prove to people that these seats are not reserved for just the elite. The ordinary folks, factory workers like myself, can run for these seats, and not only run, but win.
You've impressed me. I've decided we're going to do an event with you. In the meantime, follow this man, Mark Robinson, for NC.com. In the last minute we have with you, Mark, why should people vote for Mark Robinson?
I'm telling you, folks in North Carolina, vote for me because I am North Carolina in all of its forms. I know I've walked in the shoes of North Carolinians, from losing jobs to NAFTA, to having the success and struggles as a small business owner. I've had all of that. Growing up the way I grew up, growing up poor, there's so many things that I share in common with the people of North Carolina. And like I told somebody else, all these politicians talk about what they understand, not about what you understand, it's about what you know. I know those things, and because I do, I am North Carolina, so people should definitely throw their support behind me if they want one of themselves in office.
Follow this man. He's got a great bio on Twitter. It's conservative, pro-constitution, anti-socialist, patriot. He is Mark Robinson, NC. We need more like him in the political world. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with your calls here next on America First, 833-334-6752. And don't forget, you can also contact us at sebgorka.com. Let your voice be heard on Martin Luther King Day, the Second Amendment, and the trial that begins tomorrow in the Senate of the 45th President of the United States.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
How do you share the gospel with confidence? What's God's plan for our communities? Why does the Old Testament matter to your faith today? Those are just a few of the questions you'll get answered when you enroll in the Tony Evans Training Center, an interactive online study experience with Dr. Tony Evans, where you can grow in your knowledge of God's Word and learn to advance His kingdom agenda in your life. Visit TonyEvansTraining.org to get started today. That's TonyEvansTraining.org.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 00040891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Then a discussion would ensue as to whether that child is kept alive or murdered. That's the voice of the butcher of Richmond, Governor Ralph Northam. Now you're surprised why he wants to disarm you, right? That's the left. That is the Democrat Party. I'm Sebastian Gorka, taking your calls on 1-833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-833-334-6752. Before we go to your calls, a big big thank you to our buddies, to our Florida affiliate in Fort Myers, News Talk and More, WJBX 770 AM, 104.3 FM and 105.5 FM for hosting my buddy Charlie Kirk when he sat in for me guest hosting on Friday as I had to be in California to give a speech to a few the hearty conservatives, the band of freedom fighters left in California. A great event. Thank you. You know who you are, Rose, me, and Beatrice, who organized that. But thank you so much to our buddies at WJBX in Fort Myers. Let's go to Tim in Arlington, line five. Who, Tim, were you at the demonstration today in Richmond?
Yes, I was, Sebastian. Tim Hannigan from Fairfax County.
All right, tell us what you saw.
Well, I went down on a bus with about 40 Republicans, and it was an absolutely fantastic outpouring of sentiment in support of the Second Amendment. Massive crowd, tens of thousands.
What was the mood like? Was it somber? Was it happy? What was the mood of those?
It was a combination of being very enthusiastic, akin to a Trump rally, the way I saw it. But what was amazing is the collegiality shown among the people who were there. They were enthusiastic, but everybody was acting as if we were one big organized group and very courteous and respectful to all the people in the crowd. Different from the standard stereotype that these people who are supportive of gun rights are angry and mean and all that type of stuff.
Did you see any counter-protesters? Were there any crazy Antifa types there today?
No, I didn't see any at all. None. None whatsoever. And I moved throughout the crowd, both outside the fence where guns were allowed and inside the fence where the guns were restricted.
And what was the police presence like? Any engagements with the police? What was the atmosphere like between you, the people who were there as protesters, and the police?
The police were very well organized, and they had a strong presence. But the relation with the crowd was amazing. I must have talked to 30 policemen as I traveled around.
Really?
All of them were courteous and very pleasant and would engage you in conversation in a very personable way. I thought they were fantastic.
That's great to hear. So what made you go? Why did you get in that bus with your 40 fellow Republicans and go to Richmond today, Tim?
Well, I think when organized groups, in this case the Democrats, decide that they're going to challenge the Constitution of the United States that has stood the test for over 200 years and try to take away our rights, God-given rights, then that's the time to stand tall and voice your disagreement with that approach. And I think that that's not only what the Republicans that I traveled down there with believe, but I think that that's what sparked such a strong reaction and an excitement across the state and across, really, the East Coast.
Do you think we've just got a minute left in this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, thank you for calling in. What is your sense as somebody who's in the Commonwealth, who was there today in Richmond showing support for our Constitution? Do you think the governor, do you think the butcher of Richmond, Ralph Northam, has bitten off more than he can chew?
Oh, there's no question about it. And I think there were a lot of people there today who in the past election this past fall either did not vote or may have just voted because they've always been a Democrat and they're going to vote that way. But I think with that experience and with what the Democrats are pushing, not only in gun control, but in other areas, there's going to be a movement back towards the Republicans who are offering, in my view, the only sane approach.
Well, only if we get off our backsides like you did and actually show and stand up for the values that we're fighting for. Stay on the line, Tim. I want to thank you by giving you a signed copy of my latest book, The War for America's Soul, that you can get at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and signed copies at sebgorka.com. He was our eyewitness, the eyewitness account for just how very civilized the protest was today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We may be in Las Vegas, but that doesn't mean we're not broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Can I help you? Will you let Dr. G help you? We know you have a choice. If you suffer from daily pain, you can take over-the-counter prescription painkillers. You can take over-the-counter prescription painkillers. You can take those stinking, smelly ointments. How about something that's not synthetic, isn't bad for your stomach, doesn't stink, and has no negative side effects. That's Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. Pete and Seth Talbot have created is truly, truly remarkable. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting relief right now from Relief Factor. Why? Because it works. I don't need a script. I don't read talking points because I live it every single day. I am now 13 months pain-free thanks to Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Less than $1 a day. You know it makes sense, and I guarantee you after 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's been extremely helpful, I'll tell you that. And when I hear the different stories on the radio and so forth, which is what started me on it myself, I know it's real because people's stories are very, you know, they're saying the same thing. Oh, I didn't know, I didn't believe, I didn't, you know. And then when I started it, it changed my life. So in a very good way. It doesn't cure, it does build my immune system and helps me live a little bit healthier life. That's the bottom line.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code NOW.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year starts at home. Breathe fresh new life into your home this year with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 28th and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Tom from Kane 11, and I have one question for you. What size socks are you wearing right now? If you're like everyone else I've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? That's because until now, socks were made in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. But not at Kane 11. We make our socks in 11 individual sizes from 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. Great looks and colors to fit everyone's lifestyle. From cotton to wool or anything in between, Kane 11's got the perfect sock for you. Better yarns, better quality, just a better sock. If you don't love them just like we do, send them back for a full refund. That's the Kane 11 promise. Once you wear a pair of Kane 11's, I guarantee you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again.
Save 20% off your first order when you text SOCKS to 246810. That's text SOCKS to 246810. Text SOCKS to 246810.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Are you a podcast addict like I am? Would you like to have availability on this show all 3 hours without commercial breaks? You don't have to fast forward, none of that stuff, and access to unique content that we don't air on the show and only you would receive as a member of my cabinet, then join today. Go to SebGorka.com, SebGorka, SebGorka.com, and join Gorka's cabinet right now. $59.95 for the whole year and all kinds of things that only you as a member of my cabinet have access to. Ryan Saavedra. We love Ryan Saavedra of the Daily Wire. He has a report. There is a resolution. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has reportedly created a, quote, kill switch for President Donald Trump's upcoming Senate impeachment trial that would allow for the president's legal team to either seek an immediate verdict or a dismissal of the case if the trial descends into a circus spectacle with Adam Schiff is the ringmaster. They have a quote in the story from Senator Josh Hawley, quote, I am familiar with the resolution as it stood a day or two ago. My understanding is it will give the president's team the option to either move to judgment to say, okay, enough is enough, let's have the vote, or move to dismiss. I hope that is, in fact, the case and that resolution is voted on. Let's go to your calls. The number is 1-833-33-GORKA. That's 1-833-334-6752. And the line three, Vicky in Florida, who's been waiting very patiently. Vicky, welcome to America First.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gorka. How are you today?
I am fabulous. I'm at the world's biggest gun show. How could I not be fabulous?
Yeah. Well, I'm not a gun owner, but I got a kid
in
the yard that's got his arsenal. I don't know. I just never have felt the need. I'm a pretty good shot, though, when I do use one. But
well,
I just
get one. Get
I
one.
Know,
just a 22. Start with a 22 and then get a Desert Eagle. I mean, move your way up.
I probably should.
Yes,
I have a
you know. No. Hang on, Vicky.
Okay, we're not going to.
It's not.
Let that
it's not probably. It's not probably. You know, right? You know, you should.
Yeah. Well, the way things are going, it's more likely that I will.
Do it for me.
I just
do it for Dr. G.
Okay.
Right. Why did you call today?
Well, first of all, I just need to say Mark Robinson is 100% correct in everything that he said. And if I lived in North Carolina, he'd have my vote. But I'm in Matt Gaetz's district, so.
You're in Matt Gaetz. Well, you know, that's not too shabby either.
Yeah. No, he's doing a great job.
He is.
But I've been frustrated because I've been listening. You know, I listen to, I have either the radio on or Fox or something on all day long as I'm putzing around and doing stuff. I'm retired.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've heard numerous times in the last few days is, why is Bloomberg spending $2 billion on all this advertising and stuff? Nobody seems to be wanting to either dig into that or put any kind of a connection together with maybe his financial interest that he's got in China.
So unpack that for me. So he's investing all this money because? Explain it to me, Vicky.
Well, the way that I see it is he's got financial interest in China.
Okay.
And Trump is going to disrupt that.
So, okay, but if he wants to protect those interests with our only strategic mm-hmm. rival, the only way he mm-hmm. could do that is if he became president. Do you think that he thinks he could actually win, Vicky?
No, and I don't think he's necessarily running. Because if you're a private citizen, you can only invest so much money. You're only allowed to have, you know, campaign restrictions. If you're those same campaign restrictions.
So what's the logic here? Because he can't buy love. I've said this on the show before. I don't care if you're a gazillionaire. I don't care if you spend $1 trillion. You can't. I mean, look, the guy has the personality of an old shoe.
If he gets a Democrat in there.
Okay, so you're thinking he's just paying. But then why is he running? Because he's already spent $200 million on other candidates.
He doesn't have the same restrictions as he did as a private citizen.
Okay, so the whole thing's a ploy. So he's just using this to funnel money from his campaign to other people.
Well, he's pretty much said that, hasn't he?
Look,
he'll donate $2 billion. He's going to put $2 billion out there, and he will back whoever gets the candidacy.
You might be right, Vicky, but let me give you my interpretation. We'll never know because you can't crawl into Michael Bloomberg's soul, and you wouldn't want to if you could. I think it's ego. I think this small little man is a classic case of Napoleon syndrome, and it's ego, ego, ego. He has pumped more than $200 million of his own money into other candidates, and he sees that the whole of them are a shower. It's a joke. It's a circus. It's a struggle bus. And he thinks, oh, well, I'm going to run now, see if I can do any better. That doesn't obviate.
But he's a businessman. He's a businessman, and he's not going to just walk away from money. He's got there's more money to be made.
Of course. No, I don't think I think your argument about his interest in China is absolutely sound. But you know what? I actually think his ego is so flipping large, he actually thinks he's got a shot.
Well, I'm sure it's a combination.
Yeah.
But no, I think right. You know, for so long, I've got a husband that works not in the intel, but he's cyber military, retired military.
Yep.
And he has been saying for at least 10 years, China is the biggest threat.
Your husband is a very, very wise man. I saw this when I came into the White House. I was coming in there to do counterterrorism work, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. Once I got the clearances, read the reports, I realized we're going to deal with all of them. We'll deal with ISIS. We'll deal with Russia. We'll deal with Iran and North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
The only strategic threat we face that is at the level of a strategic threat is China. God bless you. Great call, Vicky. Yeah. You must be married to a very, very wise man. Don't go anywhere. Those who have called us, Brent will be next. Our number here is 833-334-6752. But first, let me reiterate that we are here because of you and you supporting our shows by supporting our sponsors. It's really that simple. This isn't NPR. This isn't PBS. We don't take your tax money. We have sponsors like the great Mike Lindell, like Balance of Nature, and especially Relief Factor. Relief Factor, natural pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I am now 13 months pain-free thanks to the incredible offices of the founders of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind this incredible product that is giving relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now. That incredible email that one of our hosts received from a Marine who is taking a fistful of painkillers every day because of his injuries. And now he takes none of them, just that little packet of Relief Factor in the morning and the evening. That's how powerful and incredible a product that is. Shouldn't you be the next success story? Go and see the incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. Then try the 3-week quick starter pack for yourself. It's just $19.95. It's less than a dollar a day. How are you not worth $20. How is your liberation from pain not worth it? You know it is. Go right now to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Back with your calls, 833-334-6752.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity
Security will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Captain Mandrake speaking. This is a public announcement. To all the sane and reasonable people in the world, I'd like you to know the Democrats are a sandwich short of a picnic. Thank you for your attention. Goodbye.
Thank you, Group Captain Mandrake. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are back broadcasting from Vegas. Why? Because we're at the SHOT Show. And the last thing I packed my ear defenders, my hat for the range, everything I needed for this few days here at the gun show, the industry show of the year. What's the last thing I packed? My travel pillow from My Pillow, Mike Lindell. I don't go anywhere without it. And when I get on that plane, tuck it under my neck, and I am sleeping within minutes. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, for the biggest discounts Mike has ever offered because you are part of my family. That code, of course, is G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to a good buddy of the show in Los Angeles, Brent, line one. Thank you for waiting, Brent.
Oh, you're welcome, and big blazing guns, Gorka. I wish I were with you blowing off ammo, drinking bourbon, and smoking cigars.
We could make that happen. We could make that happen.
Ah, that'd be a dream. So I had two thoughts for the day.
Yes.
First, Martin Luther King's dream that people should be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, stands in direct opposition to the beliefs of the racist left Soros group, Black Lives Don't Matter, Louis Farrakhan, and the despicable Democratic Party. And I'm thinking today we should recall it was the Republican president, General Grant, who first saw the Second Amendment as a foundational right for the newly freed slaves.
Yes.
And that is why he became an early president of the NRA to guarantee never again would slavery be possible in our land.
The left has become the antithesis, the exact opposite of what Martin Luther King wanted to see happen in this country. And the fact that they have zero self-awareness is truly stunning. As somebody who worked for the president, we need to be like he is. He sees no color. And that's what Martin Luther King was talking about. But today, mm-hmm. whether it's wokeness, whether it's what you mentioned, Black Lives Matter, the first question is, what is that person's skin color? And I will judge them based upon that skin color. Martin Luther King would be horrified, wouldn't he, Brent?
Absolutely. I mean, Black lives apparently don't matter much in Baltimore or in Chicago or in Memphis or any Democrat-ruled city.
No, you're absolutely right. God bless you, Brent. We'll have to find that excuse to go shooting together and then afterwards have a few stogies. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Everybody else who's on the line, it's okay. I know we're in the third hour already. Judy, don't go anywhere. And the rest of you, I'm going to break my own rules and take calls in the opening segment of the next hour. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from our buddies, KMZQ, Kemp Broadcasting, 670 a.m. on the Vegas Strip. Why? Because it's SHOT Show. We'll be broadcasting from the floor of the event tomorrow, but today we are on the Strip. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, the newest national radio show across the nation on the Salem Radio Network.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad, I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.